Time to look in the world of cycling now. Noel Sens joins us. Noel, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robbo. How are you going, mate?
Very well, thank you. Now, we just heard in our local news that, you know, a lot of events coming back next year, and a lot of events locally starting to take place again, and one of them is Track Juniors coming back on Thursdays in Bendigo.
Yeah, it's the first one this Thursday night, Robbo. It was supposed to be last Thursday, but it got rained out. How's that, eh?
Yeah.
So, Thursday evening, 6:30, track racing resumes at Tom Flood Sports Centre with juniors only, Robbo.
Right. Now, why is that?
I'm under the impression there's no spectators allowed. It's not going to be a big show straight off.
Right, okay. But still, it'll be great for the kids to get back out on the bikes. I mean, you know, God, be terrific.
Yeah, well, they've been riding every week at the Livestock Exchange, but a lot of those kids really love the track up there, you know, so it'll be good for them, I reckon. So yeah. There we go Thursday night, and I'll report next week on that, Robbo.
Look forward to that, Noel, for sure. Now, what's this with the Tour of Spain, Tour of Italy, of course? First of all, with the Tour of Italy, just about pinched by a young Australian.
Yeah, he nearly got it, young Jai Hindley, the Aussie new sensation. He's been around a long time, Western Australian kid, and he nearly got through of Italy, the Giro. He lost to Teo Gegenhardt in the time trial. It was a fantastic finish to a grand tour, and you couldn't get anything better, Robbo. These tours in the corona pandemic have been fantastic. They've been so close, and I don't know why, but they've never been decided so much on. Well, 1 year ago with Greg LeMond in the time trial, but other than that, they're always sorted out in the mountains or whatever, but all the tours are coming down to the time trial. So it's very interesting, Robbo, which is a good thing because the time trial race against the clock is the strongest man wins. So it's very fair, I reckon.
Yeah, well, I was going to say that, you know, to me, being really not a cycling aficionado or expert by any stretch of the imagination, it seems a good way rather than, I mean, there's a nice piece with the Tour de France, obviously, the, you know, nice ride with a glass of champagne up the Champs-Élysées. Or the Champs d'Elysées, as I said once on air many, many, many years ago. but you know, to actually have it going right down to the wire, I think it's a terrific thing.
No, it is good. Well, the Tour de France, when Pedaccia won and he beat Primoz Roglic, that was in the time trial too. So it's good, I reckon. I'm really enjoying the cycling this year because you can have a rider like your Chris Froome, for example, shepherded by 10 riders leading him along, and he's totally protected out of the wind all the time. But in a time trial, you're on your own. Just you against the clock. No, you're out against the elements all on your own, your own brain. And it's the race of truth, Robbo, and it really helps make an exciting tour. Yes. And it's happening now in the Vuelta, the Tour of Spain. It's a fantastic race.
Now, talking of that and talking of the Tour of Italy as well, a couple of young English riders sort of coming out of nowhere, as it were, doing very well.
Yeah, the Giro was won by an Englishman called Teo Gegenhardt, who I've never heard of in my whole life, and I follow cycling pretty heavily. Anyway, he's now assumed legendary status, winning the Giro d'Italia. Teo Gegenhardt from, of course, our own Australian Jai Hindley. But in the Vuelta, there's another Englishman called Hugh Carty, and I've never heard of Hugh either. A lot of young Englishmen coming through, Robbo, which is good. It's good to see. It's great to see Aussies and Britain cycles coming through a system.
Yeah, no, it certainly is. And in a major coincidence, you'd never heard of them, and indeed they've never heard of you. So what about that for a coincidence?
Well, Robbo, they may have heard of me. We can't answer that.
Oh, well, that's true.
You need to ring them. You can't answer that with definition there. I'm sorry.
Okay. Hey, just in closing, the other news, which, again, not unexpected, but the Tour Down Under, which is, you know, I guess Australia over the last 10 years been Australia's sort of premier event, cancelled for 2021.
Yeah, it'll be back. It is cancelled, Robbo, but the problem was all the World Tour teams, only five were interested in coming and the rest didn't want to come because they've got to be in lockdown when they arrive and in lockdown when they come back. So 2 weeks turns into 6 weeks and they just didn't want to come. So it'll be on again next year. Bad luck for Adelaide, but I think that they'll get it back for sure. But the Australian Road Championships are going to be on in Ballarat in February, early February, so they're back on again.
Good stuff.
Which will be good over at Buninyong over there.
Yep, that sounds great. All right, Noel, well, listen.
Robbo, before we go,
yes.
Primoz Roglic has regained the lead in the Tour of Spain, the Vuelta overnight in the time trial. So that's good. This is the man who was defeated narrowly in the Tour de France.
Yeah.
And now he's got a 39-second lead after the time trial, and I reckon he can win the Vuelta. We We shall find out, Robbo.
We will indeed. All righty. Noel, thanks very much. Have a great week. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, Robbo. You too.
Get down to Hargraves Mall and see Noel and Paul, Sens Jewellers, for any of your jewellery needs.